In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Happy Tuesday to you. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. And you rolling up with us, getting involved with the program via the text line, 713-572-4610. And as always, appreciation to the Mocarim Injury Lawyers for the live streams. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston, John Lopez. That's not how I anticipated starting the show, but you know what? Yeah. I should anticipate the unexpected whenever we do a cross talk.
Absolutely. Yeah, nobody's drunk here either, so that's
not good. yet, at least.
Yeah, we're starting. No, man, big Tuesday, big news day yesterday, even though you may not have noticed it, huh?
Yeah. And it's funny because it's one of those kind of transactions for the Texans. I imagine we're talking about the same thing
here.
It's one of those transactions for the Texans that's easily not paid attention to, but I think it signals big things. Mm-hmm. So at least for the moment being, because I could see this being one of those waived, but also with an opportunity to return, whether practice squad or something other. Happy trails to Jakob Johnson. The fullback was released in order to clear space for Cody Schrager, the second-year running back out of Missouri, to jump onto this roster. Mind you, I believe he has one carry when it comes to his career, one running back carry, and the rest of his plays have been on special teams. Mm-hmm. Make of that what you will. But it feels like, John Lopez, that this is some level of indication of a not-so-quiet, but kind of quiet issue that the Texans are dealing with, which is running back depth.
Yeah, I'm sure you get the same emails I get. You know, Texans transactions, and then you scroll through it. Okay, who got waived? Who got practice squad? You know, et cetera. I looked at this one, and I went, okay, this is maybe a little more significant than a lot of people will give it credit for, because you mentioned it, Cody Schrader in, off waivers. So that means he has to go to 53. That's important. He's going to the 53-man roster.
Which I imagine is why Jakob Johnson ends up being the man who takes the fall. I mean, you have a lot of quote-unquote running backs. Obviously, you have two guys who are essentially fullbacks. And maybe they were like, all right, we can maneuver this. We can massage this. But, yeah, I think that's why Jakob Johnson ends up
being the guy. But it signals Nick Chubb. There is some concern
without question
about Nick Chubb. I was looking at some stuff from some of the doctors and orthopedists I follow regarding Nick Chubb. And it could be anything from, well, maybe nothing. I mean, maybe he'll be back to a week, 2 weeks, depending on the severity of his rib injury or whatever his torso injury is. So that's why I'm saying this might be bigger than you think. If Nick Chubb is out and you got Cody Schrader on the 53, he's going to be a guy that you could turn to. And that means you got Woody Marks, Dario Gumbawale, and Cody Schrader. I don't know how that makes you feel, but it doesn't make me feel great.
Oh, no, it doesn't make me feel great. And I see you on the YouTube page making note of the fact that Cody Schrader was a beast at Mizzou.
He was.
I agree. He was really fun to see. Mm-hmm. To this point, he has not gotten, a chance at this level to really run the ball. The tough part about it is you need guys that you could depend on, right? You've got guys in theory that you could hand the football to. Dario Gumbawale, in theory, you can hand the football to him. In fact, you did it in this past game, and it went pretty well. Shout out to the blocking that gave him an opportunity and churning them legs, getting a touchdown. You could hand the ball to British Brooks, in theory. There's even a question of what does that say about Jawar Jordan on the practice squad and the possibility of him being elevated, because it feels like he rarely, even in his seasons here, rarely gets an opportunity to actually apply his trade in a real way.
I think, well, go ahead.
I think that all of that points to the idea that you have guys in theory, but I don't know that you have guys in practice. And so even with this move where you have more bodies, I don't know that you have real actual answers to a question that's clearly been mounting. As you see Woody Marks carry the ball 26 times in this football game.
Right.
After he had to leave, you know, he left the game and came back last week dealing with an injury. You saw him leave the field at one point during this game with...
It looked like a different kind of injury.
Yeah, a different kind of thing that he was dealing with. And with him just like carrying so much of the load as admittedly a guy that is tough, and I will sing the praises of him being tough, but is not necessarily built like a guy that you just... batter into the opposing team.
Right.
They battered him into the opposing team with a team that running back wise you don't have a lot of depth on. This is kind of a building crisis for the Texans.
That's where I was going. I called it significant. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. But let's keep this in mind. This is a team, and you will hear from D'Amico Ryans today talking about this. We're going to run the ball. He kind of echoed what we've been talking about. I know I've said it. You know, about they don't care, 1 yard, 2 yards, 1 yard, 1 yard, 5 yards, whatever. They're just going to keep running the ball. You'll hear from him talking about that. They're going to run the ball. They're not going to, you know, stray away from that. So my question is, how do you approach it? Again, Schrader is on the 53-man roster. Who knows where he's going to end up, you know, on Sunday, but he's on the roster. So how do they approach this? Because I'm with you. I think they're going to lean heavily, even more so, on Woody Marks, but then what? You know, then what do you do?
Well, and the thing that is scary about leaning heavily on Woody Marks is I know that I've done a lot of the he clearly can take it. He can handle he can handle the responsibility of that role. But for how long is the question? Because I mean, I don't want to traffic too much in the little guy gets hurt type thing, because I think that we try and quote-unquote common sense it, and it goes contrary and counter to what actual evidence shows. Like, big guys get hurt, too. It's the car crash sport, as you know I like to call it. However, now especially that it is very clear you are going to make the playoffs unless you do some real scary stuff down the stretch. You got four more football games where this has been established as the way that you kind of do things. Is it 20 carries a game for him there? And then what is left in the tank with him being, a soldier and everything for the next, hopefully, four games in the postseason, right? Like, this is something that you have to consider when you're giving him 26 carries. Hell, I went and looked at it because I was curious.
Yeah.
26 carries. Do you know how many games Joe Mixon last year, and obviously Joe Mixon missing is a big thing in this year, but Joe Mixon last year. Right, Joe Mixon, who was the bell cow last year, and it was like, oh man, he's a workhorse the way that they're giving them. Do you know how many times he ran or he had more than 26 carries last year?
How many?
Single solitary time, which was week one against the Colts.
Oh, that Colts game,
where it was just like, yo, feed him the rock and absolutely, tickle the tonsils.
Well,
what's up, Andy? But like, that's Joe Mixon that we were talking about last year. And you have Woody Marks now doing that late in the season. And it feels like, I don't know how much reprieve he's going to get because Nick Chubb is dealing with that rib injury. And clearly, to the degree that you needed to bring in somebody else in Cody Schrader. Cody Schrader hasn't had much experience in the NFL. Do they trust him to jump in a new system immediately and go and tote the rock? We'll see. Is Darrell Ogunbowale going to get more opportunities, or are they going to lean more on Woody Marks? Are they going to bring up Joe? Like, these are all questions that I have. And honestly, the thing that I think is probably a reasonable thing is to find someone else to share this. Yeah. The thing that I think that they might do is just keep giving Woody Marks the ball.
Well, this is where I'm going to sound crass and insensitive, but when it comes to running backs, the NFL traditionally is crass and insensitive.
Sure.
I don't care. Run him. I know it sounds awful, but at this point, he's your best option. He's your best running back. We'll worry about the long-term effect or whatever later. And you know this is true.
Sure.
Just run him 20, 25 times because I like that option better than the other options until I see maybe Schrader, you know, do something. Or we know what Ogunbowale can do. I don't think they have a lot of confidence in British Brooks. And Nick Chubb is injured. Until that whole dynamic changes, hey, Woody Marks, you're carrying the ball.
And I hear you on the longer scale, because I do think that the callous way of looking at things is one of the, it's the reason why it persists in the NFL is because, hey man, you're paying this dude very minimal on a rookie deal, and this running back position is one that takes a toll on the guys that are actually doing the job. And so you get the yards out of him early before you really have to pay for the carry, so to say. That's kind of the expression. On the YouTube page, why is Reggie sounding super alarmed? Things are fine. Here's the thing, right? I think that you could see a potential breakdown within this season, at which point you're not doing the, oh, it's fine, we'll figure this out later.
No, though, that is a possibility. He's hurt.
That's a this year type thing, right? Like, he's hurting for sure, right? I know that players talk about there's a difference between hurt and injured, right? And he's just playing hurt or whatever, or hurting or what have you. But at what point does that become problematic? And I think that you need to think in a longer scale, longer term thing. But the problem is, and the reason why I'm sounding super alarmed, to get back to the comment on the YouTube page, is this is all necessary to get them over the hump, right? It would be one thing if it was like, oh, we got room to spare, and so we can dial this back so that, you know, oh, Woody Mark's not having to go 3 yards in a cloud of dust at the end. We can do without that.
Mm-hmm.
Did it look like you could do without that? I don't know if necessary. Now, of course, you got a few games, at least two games against teams that do not feel like
that's
that
the
same,
good news.
That don't feel like that same kind of challenge that you've had the last few weeks. However, the way that this offense operates, I'm still not certain that you can just do without Woody Marks toting a whole bunch of the load right now. And that's the reason why this pops up for me in my mind. And I go, is this an impending crisis for them in the running back room? Or is this going to be one of those things that's just kind of a little bit of an alarm, but you can go ahead and push through it?
I'll say it. You miss Damian Pierce? You miss Damian Pierce?
I'm sure they probably kind of do.
Yeah.
I mean, Damian Pierce,
a little bit, right?
I guess a little bit.
Just because of the style?
No. Does he not fit in the bucket of these other dudes that you technically have bodies for? But I don't know if it actually answers the question.
But just in this situation right now.
Right.
Like, you would like to have maybe somebody be a backup to Woody Marks that's not Dare.
Give him 4 carries. And look, it's not going to happen. But what I'm saying is he knew the system. You knew what you were going to get. It wasn't always going to be great. But so, you know, it is interesting. You say kind of a burgeoning crisis. I think the reason that you're not overstating that, and to the texter's point, have you not seen how this Texans offense operates? Have you not heard D'Amico Ryans? They're going to run the ball, Reggie. They're going to run the ball. I think he said on the coach's show, and again, we'll hear that 30 times. He goes, that's perfect. You know, he said, that's what we want to do 30 times. Well, they're going to run the ball 30 times, you know, and Woody Marks, I say just put him out there for 25 of them, 26 of them.
I think the other thing to be worried about is, you know, would Woody Marks go down, not for game or anything like that, but because he went out not that long ago, but he came back.
No, that's it. That's the worry.
Yeah, once he go down, then it's the Dare game at this point.
Yeah,
and so that's one of the things that I'm looking at. There's a couple of, like, secondary things that show up here, which I think a lot of people on the text line, again, 713-572-4610, making mention of Joe Mixon. And we haven't gotten any additional updates. I imagine if you're going to get Joe Mixon back by the end of the season, now is about the time when you need to see him being activated for the practice window and ramping himself up. And I ain't heard anything just yet.
Well, the latest update was Nick Caserio on these very airwaves saying, yeah, remember when I said 3 or 4 weeks? Yeah, that wasn't it. So he kicked the can down the road.
Yeah, we might as well just get rid of that, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not holding my breath on no Joe Mixon return this year.
No, that's where I have been. But especially with the playoffs, like, if you get Joe Mixon back for the playoffs, I wouldn't be upset. It's just, hey, the time is ticking down even there to get him ramped up and ready to play. And on top of that, I think you made an interesting note, which is Jakob Johnson, who has been released, had a particular role on this team that you might be losing, at least in the short term. I think he still probably returns to this team. But in the short term, you're losing that role. And what's that?
Yeah, the Stover push. The Red Rover Stover. I'm going to stick with that. But Jakob Johnson and British Brooks were the guys that did the push, and they did a really good job. It was largely successful. So that's another interesting thing, how you're going
to
play that.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they handle this. It's not existential, I don't think, but it is something that we absolutely need to watch, because That move, I think, told us a little bit something about what they're dealing with depth-wise, mm-hmm. and you've put a lot on Woody Marks at this moment. Mm-hmm. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I want to talk about the Houston Rockets. They haven't played since Saturday. They won't play until Thursday thanks to NBA Cup stuff happening. However, I think with only two back-to-backs thus far in the season, probably the lowest of any team in the NBA, they already seem to be having a little bit of a problem. Let's talk about this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Next. Yeah, happy Tuesday. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday, right? Giving away a pair of tickets. Is it to the Raiders game?
Yep.
So that'll not be.
So not this week, but next week.
There you go. We'll be doing that in the 12 o'clock hour here in the loop. And I know another giveaway will happen in the 5 o'clock hour as well. That's what we do on a Tuesday, Texans Ticket Tuesday. We make sure that you get a nice pair of tickets, sit in the bullpen, watch your Houston Texans that are playoff bound, at least if the season were to end today. And if they do what they're supposed to, they'll definitely
Swarm City, baby.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're really trying to make
He's
that
loving
work.
It.
I like
I'm trying.
That.
A couple people hit me up and like, hey, Figgy, what you said, Swarm City was real good. Right. And I'm like, I ain't want to take credit. I ain't come up with that.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
All right. Lopez is like, if you won't take credit, you going to finish that? Let me get that credit that you got right there on that plate. I'll take that. Right. So, yes, keep it locked here for that. All right. The Rockets. The Rockets have not played since Saturday. But Saturday was the second night of a back-to-back, played up there in Dallas versus the Mavericks. It was their second back-to-back in the season. And really, they have not encountered very many of these this year. More teams have had these back-to-backs.
But they will.
And they will. Yeah. Because they have not had that many this mm-hmm. year, as the season goes along, they have a lot more. They have a lot less real estate to get in more games than most other teams in the NBA. So back-to-backs are going to be a thing that they're going to have to contend with. And I think that they're going to have to contend with them in a particular way, because they had a back-to-back versus the Utah Jazz, which was the first sign of what is happening here. Mm-hmm. It was both of them in Utah. They won the first game pretty handily, 129-101. And then they lost the second game by 8 points, but it was one of those, the whole way you were looking at this and like, why are the Utah Jazz up? Why are the Utah Jazz up? And the Jazz ultimately won. You had another back-to-back. Now it was a home and road back-to-back where you were here in Houston versus the Suns on Friday. Then you went to Dallas and you got ran by the Dallas Mavericks, 122-109. Mm-hmm. And the question I have is, well, actually, it's not a question. It's really a statement. I think the Rockets have a second game of a back-to-back issue. You'll see this kind of shortened into Segababa.
Yeah.
And I think about it in my head like that because sometimes I'm stupid. But, like, they do have an issue with these second games of back-to-backs. And I think it's inherent because of the roster, the construction, but also what we're seeing in these games as well.
Well, you mentioned roster. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, Steven Adams, you know, maybe my favorite player on the team and a lot of people's favorite player, doesn't play in those back-to-backs. Doesn't play in the second leg of those back-to-backs.
Yeah, still managing him, even though he's another year removed from that. What was it, the knee injury? That he's still at this age, I think, with those physical ailments, they're still managing him. So it feels like he's going to continue to be on the plan where he doesn't play second nights of back-to-backs.
I think it reflects, like, they have to have a completely different identity on those second games. And that's a struggle in the midst of a season because their identity, they may not be as physically, you know, dominant or intimidating defensively, but they're still a really good defensive team. No Steven Adams, you're not quite the same defensive team. You're just not. And then the other thing, part of their identity is rebounds, particularly offensive rebounds.
Yes.
No Steven Adams, they got out-rebounded in both those second nights of the back-to-back, if I'm remembering. I know Dallas did.
I think technically with the Dallas game, did Dallas actually out-rebound them?
Yes, I know Dallas did. I'm trying to remember the Utah one.
No, the Rockets out-rebounded them, but they just didn't out-rebound them by very much. That's the thing. It was 37-31, the rebound battle. The Rockets won it. But normally in a game like that, the Rockets out-rebound that team by double digits, by 10, 15 rebounds. Like, that's
so
the
your
way
identity
that typically
has to
goes.
You know, you're not the same defensive team, and your rebounding struggles, particularly offensive rebounds, and that's where he excels. So I think personnel is it. You know, obviously no Dylan Brooks anymore. You're not getting what you need to get out of Clint Capela by a long stretch.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Brett. Yeah, that yeah. Was it. Mm-hmm. Beast got in last week. That was like Clint Capela. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good on that. And like, you see why he was brought here as some level of insurance for this particular instance. Yeah. When Steven Adams has to be out, particularly managing his health and whatever, you're like, oh well, here's another big that we can turn to. Mm-hmm. He didn't give you enough of that. Like, he's not a bad screener, but you have an elite
win games with screens. You know,
I think actually,
in that role, you got to do more.
Well, I actually think that the screens are a big part of it because one of the things I noted as well, their offensive creation was a lot down. Now, some of this
I'm
also
about, like, rebounds, defense, that's what he's there for.
Oh, without question. Yeah. But I think also there's some knock-on effects of the other things that he does. He's become such a foundational piece for what they do. Steven Adams, this is all a credit to him and how good he is for this Rockets team. I think screening matters to this team because they don't create. You don't have, this is part of the idea of, like, you don't have a point guard. It's not specifically to have a dude that you call a point guard. It's the places where you create offense. And dribble handoffs and screens are a big part of that. Steven Adams is really good at that. Now, to be fair, Alperen Şengün didn't play on Saturday. That is a huge part of this. He is a creative force when you get the ball to him in the middle of the floor.
Right.
He does some of that dribble handoff screening. He does some of that rebounding. All of those things show up, and you miss him greatly when he doesn't play. I don't want to miss that because that matters. But the Steven Adams part of that as well is tough. And when you don't have that, I think you see some of the turnovers get exacerbated because they turn the ball over a decent amount when, you know, Kevin Durant has to have the ball in his hands a lot. And sometimes he can be a little sloppy. Amen Thompson can be sometimes sloppy with the basketball. I think those things happen. It gets worse when you don't have a really good screen at the top, creating that advantage where you can put a guy on your hill.
I don't agree with that. I think his strength is slipping screens and getting to the front of the rim. I think his strength is rolling on the screen and getting to the front of the rim. The screens, I mean, I'm not saying they don't matter. Obviously, we know that. But what I'm saying, his strength is at the rim. You know, that's where he offensively and
I think you might be selling my guy short.
And defensively. No, again, I'm not saying they're not important. But how many times have you seen him, like, slip a screen and all of a sudden Durant gets him the ball, you know, off the baseline or something, and it's a bunny, you know, or set the screen and roll and get to the right spot. I remember one play vividly from the other night against Phoenix. You know, it was a perfect, you know, location in the lane to get it. But that's neither here nor there in terms of, like, our discussion about the importance of a screen, which shouldn't really matter. But
it does to this team.
No, I'm saying, but I think his strength is after the screen, you know, down in the paint. But that's, again, that's neither here nor there. What I think is important is the other part of this. You're eating up a lot of Kevin Durant minutes when Steven Adams is not on the floor. That's a lot of minutes. He's been playing terrific. I think he had, 28 and 27 in the last two games?
Correct.
And you're getting a lot out of Kevin Durant, but they're not here just for the regular season, you know, and he needs to get some time off at 37.
Yeah, I mean, he had 31 minutes in that game. Now, to be fair, that's also because the white flag got waved early in this game, and I imagine that's part of why, is to try and manage those minutes. That's another thing about the back-to-backs is that the aging parts of this team, they're going to need to be managed as well, except you're leaning heavily on them, Kevin Durant, Stephen Adams, some of these guys. So it's one of those things that we're going to have to continue to watch, but this is something that they're going to have to contend with and find an answer specifically for the second nights of back-to-backs. Yes, you have kind of the way that you win generally. That's going to need to be altered for these games, especially if you know Stephen Adams is not necessarily going to be there all the time. And you still have these creation issues. The point of me bringing that up is not to say that that's the only, like, clearly defense being that anchor mattered. You had the Mavericks getting downhill a lot in that game.
Yeah.
But then also rebounding, those things showed up, and you didn't have your guys, you know, clock in to help, you know, fill in that gap until too late in that game. But I think it's all the little things all compound to make it a team like the Mavericks that should not beat you pretty handily in that moment. And I don't know that you can afford to let those slip. And maybe more importantly, I think that those are things that you need to figure out, and you need to demonstrate that you can figure out to be the team you want to be.
Yeah, and then quite simply, you know, the simple answer ultimately is your rotation changes from one night to the next. And that's always going to be a little bit of an issue.
Yeah. So that I think that this.
I mean, Al Reed Shepard's getting more minutes in the second games of back.
He is. And he was okay in this one.
No, I'm not saying he's playing bad. I'm saying everything, just your rotation changes.
Yeah, everything shifts. Yeah. So, yeah, you've got to be a team that's a little bit more amenable to going to the back and forth. I don't think that this is going to make them fall out of the playoffs and the rest by any means. But right now they're sitting fourth in the West, and they have not had as many of these games that they need to contend with where you lose against teams that you probably shouldn't. I think that those are things that it's definitely going to need to, we're going to need to see this come a decent way for the Rockets to be who they want to be. But there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We'll next see them on Thursday. John Lopez, this is neither here nor there, but apparently I think that the Dodgers just made a deal with Edwin Diaz. We saw a I saw that the Phillies are bringing back Kyle Schwarber on a 5-year, $150 million deal. Money is flowing at the winter meetings in baseball. We're gonna have to talk about what's happening out there, because there's rumors that are tied to your Astros right now as well.
Boy, the LA fans are gonna love his song, his entry
game. Oh yeah,
oh my god,
that was
god.
The closer for the Mets, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's
is that song old. Is that song kind of old?
The
now?
Tommy Trumpet
doesn't matter.
It still doesn't goes matter. Up. I think really? It still okay. goes up. Okay, I think it still gets the blood pumping. But yeah, we'll see what's happening with your Astros later on in the show. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by one of my favorite cornerbacks. I don't know if you know this, John Lopez, Quentin Jammer. I love watching him
you
play.
You like drunks.
Well, I didn't realize that I love drunks, but apparently Quentin Jammer played a whole bunch of games drunk, which got us thinking, what's something that you accomplished drunk? 713-572-4610 or just otherwise inebriated. Let's talk about it next. I'm sorry, I shouldn't bring this to air, but I was just reminding Lopez. I told y'all that run game was going to look like
this. Oh, he told us, Figgy.
Versus Kansas City? Did I not?
He told us, Figgy.
I was like, look, when the Chiefs defense got duo running up against them, they're not being moved, right? Those defensive tackles are staying there, but they're not shedding blocks. So it's going to be about 3 yards at a time. And what was it not? Was it not?
2.6. There you go.
Right there.
Round
Reggie,
up.
Reggie with that. I told you so. Yeah.
Look, I got to get it because there's a lot of times where I didn't told you so.
Get
so
it when you can.
When I did tell you so.
Get it when you can.
I got to try. All right, let's get to our question of the day here. I'm just marveling at all the money that baseball has going on
Edwin
right now.
Diaz. Well,
how much you get?
$69 million. 3 years, 69. Nice. It is nice. Yeah. It is indeed nice for him. What is that, 23 a year?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy talk, man.
Dodgers just don't care. Y'all can talk all you want about the Dodgers.
Yeah, I need to find out how much they put on their credit card
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're just like.
I'm just ready for the downfall at this point. Right. All this money they spending and pushing back.
Yeah, they just don't care. Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all are just buying a championship. Yeah, we are.
All right. I wish I could relate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Question of the day here. Inspired by Quentin Jammer, what's something that you accomplished while drunk or otherwise inebriated? Because I feel like opening this up makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
John Lopez. What did Quentin Jammer do?
Quentin Jammer admitted, I guess it was on Twitter, because I didn't see any audio. I looked briefly, that he played at least 8 games. Quote, this is a quote, although he didn't say bleep faced drunk, like not, you know, had a pop to loosen up or whatever, drunk in 2011. He played 8 games. And it actually kind of surprised me. You know, I didn't characterize him, you know, as someone, I mean, I guess you never know, but I mean, he was always like buttoned up and, you know, pro. And
yeah,
all that stuff. But he did it. Now, he didn't grade very well.
In 2011,
he didn't have exactly a great season, but he did it drunk. So what's something you accomplished?
By the way, he said
drunk.
It wasn't just like I had a shot before the game. He said, "Man, I drank the whole game and all the way home."
Okay, first
I have
all,
a feeling that something was happening at home.
First of all, you need to have a discussion with someone about
things. Clearly something was going on. Like this wasn't like I'm trying to you know. Beat the nerves or whatever, as some people might. No, this was just,
or even hungover from the night.
No, he was drinking.
Yeah.
Did he have like his own special Gatorade bottle?
No, he said just 2 tequila bottles in his bag. So I don't even know if he was hiding this necessarily.
Yeah. Somebody need to pull up the cameras on the sideline when he's on the side.
Somebody needs to talk to the equipment manager. That's one of the things I always love in sports or just any like business or company. Mm. There's somebody who's like in a support role that knows where all the bodies are buried.
Oh, yeah.
And in this instance, I want the stories from the equipment manager that was looking at Quentin Jammer like, you really going to make me put this tequila bottle in this Gatorade bottle? For real? Okay.
I feel like we're burying the lead here. 2 tequila bottles?
That's right. 1 is not enough.
God almighty. That's incredible.
No wonder the numbers didn't look all that great.
No kidding. So how about you guys? I mentioned this earlier. And I was so embarrassed about this to the point that I still to this day have not read the story. But I used to do a follow-up column every Monday on college football back when I was covering it on a daily basis. And we had a little block party on our street one Sunday afternoon. And I said, well, I'll have a sangria. You know, ate a little something, had some sangria. I ended up drinking 3. And I found out later when I was basically face planted on my laptop that they put Everclear 151 in the sangria.
Which that person needs to go to jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like prison is where you are. Like if you're going to spike a drink, Everclear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that is going, that is the nuclear option.
We put a little corn liquor in there.
Man. Yeah. And I don't know what I wrote that day, and I didn't read it the next day, and I still haven't read it. It was probably just gobbledygook that they had to fix.
Where is it at?
Cron.com, man. Cron.com.
You have to tell us what week it is. I have to find it. Watch, somebody's going to be like, see, I see the drunk in here. And you're like, actually, that was a perfect
I'm
going
to try to find it and then read it to Lopez.
I got to remember
Or make you read it.
I got to remember what. The other thing is, this wasn't me, but you always do things on a dare, too. This was a long time ago. There was a stocked pond. Go figure. I went fishing when I was in college. There was a stocked pond in Navasota that I would, you know, occasionally cut class or cut the day short and go try to catch some bass or something with a buddy of mine. And he was drinking his butt off. For some reason, I wasn't. I must have had a class later or something. But anyway, we were fishing and there were some alligators, you know, kind of off in the middle of the pond. And I said, he got hung up. His lure got hung up on a tree. I said, you should swim out there and get it. And he did.
Oh, man.
He jumped into the water where the alligators were, swam and got his lure and swam back.
Yeah, that was the inhibitions were gone. that is crazy. Although gators, do they bother you if you're not bothered? But as soon as you dissettle that water, they come see what's happening.
It depends on the mood.
Hey,
man.
I ain't trying to find out.
Yeah, it depends.
I see way too many videos.
Yep.
All the texters, I love you guys getting involved. I just hope that the conversations that are happening that involve driving were a long time ago and the last time. Like, that is the only thing that I will say. I'm not here to incriminate nobody, but also, let's not do that. I just want to make that abundantly clear. Yes, I remember Beast Mode taking shots of Henny before games, but that was more ritual. That wasn't necessarily like, I need to be drunk. Quentin Jammer, or as this texter says,
he was drinking on the job.
Quentin Hammered. He was in a different place. All right, so mine is not alcohol related, as you might mind. And I think I might have told you guys this story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where I had to go out for a dinner, for the Reggie and Ron Radiothon. We auctioned off dinners. I did something like that at a previous stop, and so we went to go, you know, see the listeners that won our dinner and hang out with them. Except I had had a particular gummy worm that had some substances within it. So I went through that dinner under the influence of those substances. Plus, I had forgotten that I had agreed to do a radio hit.
Oh, Lord.
Over the phone.
That's what we got to find.
And so why I remember this is you talking about the fact that you have never gone back and read that. I have never gone back and heard that interview that I did under the influence of a gummy.
Scratch Reggie Atatula.
There was a point in time where I had like an out of body moment where I was like, man, you talking a lot. And I was like, I was still talking. I know what the topic was I was talking about. I don't know if I was doing a good job, if I was doing a bad job.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I got through a dinner and an interview, a phone interview, under the influence.
Yeah, the one I can think about is it was one time me and a bunch of friends, we randomly ended up at a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in there was drunk. And we decided, hey, let's take this serious. Let's play bowling. I was bowling. I kid you not, I had like 8 strikes in a row.
Okay. Your best game ever.
Yes.
So here's a quick 240 right quick, you know.
I'm like, who do you think you are? I was in there.
Yeah, you were what, Pete Weber?
Yeah, I was talking cash-ish to the point everybody was like, oh, my God. And they were like, he ain't going to do it again.
Yeah.
So I rolled the ball. I turned around and did the, was it the Nick Young?
Oh, yeah, Swaggy P.
Yep, the Swaggy P. And strike. Everybody was just like, oh my God, I was so drunk.
Yeah.
I was just, honestly, it was no science to it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even put the finger in the little hole. I was just throwing it. It was no science to it. And I was killing it.
Oh, okay. 406 says they played ball with Jammer and Angleton.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing it then, according to that texter.
Well, no kidding.
He needs to have a long discussion with somebody.
Wow. Is he good now?
A professional.
That's a great question. I would like someone to check on Quentin Jammer. Like, is everything all right at home?
Yeah. I wish I could find a tweet that says, oh, yeah, 2 years sober or something like that.
Yeah,
I sure hope so. You know what? I'm going to go and do that research here in this upcoming break. From the 281, thank you for your service. Stood watch while in the Navy many times. Entirely bleep-faced. To be fair. There.
All stone-faced. Hey, that guy's really serious. No, he's plastered.
That's right. He's just trying to look like a human being right now. That's what he's trying to do. To be fair, most of the time when you're standing watch, nothing happens. The problem is when something does.
Yeah.
I appreciate somebody from the 631, junior year in high school. Oh, goodness. Played all but the first game on Percocet. Somehow set 3 passing records. Yeah, because you were on a different plane of existence. That's how. Somebody else made mention of a exam that they had to take while drunk, midterms on the Texas Civil Rights Movement's written essay.
He was on acid, he said.
Oh!
He was on acid.
Oh, I missed that one. They had to write an essay, because it's one thing if you got to pick a letter, right?
Write an essay on acid.
Write an essay, pass with a 73.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's a lot of people that got to get high to pass these, you know, state tests and all that stuff, and be passing it.
I don't know if it was a doctor, but we had someone talk about the oral medical exam.
All right.
That they had to take.
Okay.
And
oh, no, literally, pass. Medical professional. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought you were making a joke in that moment.
No. Oral boards is what he called it.
Yeah.
And somehow aced them, he said.
Hadn't eaten either.
Oh, Lord.
You were in the terrible place. And never forget the time Ron and B. Scott did an entire radio show hammered after taking shots for every Astros run scored.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't
that was a big game, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
they probably scored like 12 runs that game.
Made that happen. Shout out to them. And, of course, big shout out to the person that said, I prefer not to say, because any further examples is far too potentially incriminating.
And
fair enough.
Also said 631 that Everclear is actually 180 proof, not 151.
Good job, Lopez. Yeah. Good job, Lopez.
I mean, I was out.
That's how you know the talent is innate. You can do it in your sleep or when you're drunk. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get back to the real. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the local boy, he looked real bad on a Monday night. Let's talk about that more next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.